Well, I'm back again, and today I want to talk a little bit about using the archive module on Windows PowerShell 5. But today what I want to do is to uncompress files or extract files rather than to, you know, actually compress them or zip them up as I did yesterday. So the first thing I want to do is to import my archive module. So I'm going to use import module, and I use the alias. I also use a wildcard, so I don't have to do all that typing. And then I use git command so that I can check and make sure that it did in fact get loaded properly. And I take a look at that, and yep, there they are. And so this time I want to use the expand archive commandlet. So I always like to look at help on a commandlet that I'm not extremely familiar with using, or even if I am familiar with commandlet, I still like to take a look at help because, yeah, it gives me a really good sense of what the commandlet will do. And many times I find new parameters or parameter sets that I wasn't familiar with. So I look at help, and I say groovy divvy, and we can see that there's two parameter sets: expand per archive path string, and the destination path string. I can use force. Confirm what if, expand the archive, destination, string, force, literal path, and then confirm what if. And that's about it. So not a whole lot of flexibility here. So for one thing, it doesn't allow me to provide multiple archives to expand, and it doesn't allow multiple destinations either. So I do control C over here, and there we go. And so now I'm going to clear my output here. I'm going to change my location back to the root, clear that as well. And so I'm going to say expand. It helps if you spell properly. And you can just press tab, and it spells it for you automatically. So the path is C colon backslash FSO, and then I'm looking for a zip file that I had. And so then I specify my destination, and we're just going to call this C colon backslash FSO and a more, and that'll be my folder. Press enter, and so now let's use get child item and C colon backslash FSO a more. And we put it over, and there's the file that I had zipped in there. Okay, so that looks pretty cool. So now let's go ahead, and we created another archive. So I'm going to say expand. And this time the path is C colon backslash FSO. And this was my backup script zips that I had. Or maybe it was just scripts. So let's, there it was. Script backup zipped, and then my destination is C colon backslash FSO, and script backup. And I don't have to use the zip, but I can use that if I'm using my same name. So I can use tab expansion to pick it up and then just delete the zippy part. And I say groovy doovy. There went my progress bar, and now if I use get child item and script backup, and then we can see that there's all of the files that I had zipped into that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do one more thing, and this time I'm going to use get child item for the C colon backslash FSO, and I'm going to look for all of my zips, and there's all of my zip files. And so then I can pipe on this and use a for each, and then I can say expand archive. I can go over here into my CFSO and zips, and then press that. Ba 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 blah. So if I want to back up a, or to expand rather, a number of zip files, then what I have to do first of all is I can use get child item, and I can look for all of the zip files in my FSO folder. So star.zip, and I press enter, and I can find that I have a couple of zip files there. And now what I want to do is I'm going to pipeline this to the for each object. So I say for each object, if I wish, and then open and close my curly brackets. Inside the curly brackets, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use expand archive. So expand archive, and I'm going to specify the particular file that I want, and that's going to be $_, which is the current item on the pipeline, and then I need the full name property, because that includes the file name, the path, the folder, and the drive, and all that. It is, in fact, the complete name. So expand the full name, and then I specify my destination, and the destination is going to be C:\FSO / and I'll just call it zip, if I will. And so now press enter, and what it's going to do is it's going to go through, and it's going to find every zip file over here. And then I'm going to bring it over, and for each of these zip files, then I'm going to call expand archive, and I specify the path, which is the complete name to this particular zip file over here, and then I expand it into a newly a folder that does not exist right now called zip. Now, I can't just use the name property, because the name property is just the actual file name itself, a more.zip or script backup.zip. The base name is just the actual file itself, so a more or script backup without the extension. And then there's an extension property, of course. But the one that I want is not displayed, and it's the full name, which is the directory, the complete directory path with the exact file name path itself. So I press enter, and when I do, then we'll see the progress bar appear, and then it'll go la 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 across, and then everything will be done. So press enter. There we go. And so now I can come back over here, and I can say get child item. And this time I want to see what's in my zip folder, and press enter, and we can see that it expanded all of the files. So that's how easy it is to use the expand archive commandlet. And even though it only accepts a single parameter for the path, then that, because it's PowerShell, then I can easily write code to pick up all the zip files and expand a whole collection of archives into a particular location. The one thing that I would need to be aware of course, is that if these zip files contain the same file that's just zipped up into different archives, like if I had multiple backups, then I would need to be able to deal with overwriting files and stuff like that. So that's it. The expand archive commandlet from the archive module on Windows PowerShell 5 on Windows 10. My name is Ed Wilson. I'm the Microsoft scripting guy. And I talked about this earlier this week. There's a scripting guy article that's in the notes that I reference for more information about using this commandlet. Thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.